those in the midfield.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight being Thursday night, we're going to begin with Quebec through Tango, but before we do that, we'll recognize the pre-net check-ins, the Echolink stations, and any brand new amateur radio operators. So starting off with the pre-net check-ins, Net Control would like to recognize K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity, W2AMD, that is Andrew in Simpsonville, W4FCM, that's Fred, bring with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest, KJ4RQZ, that's Nathan in Traveler's Rest, KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville, KG4PFI Don and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda there in Piedmont, N4JRB, that's Jim in Greer, AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida, KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock, N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville, bring with him KQ4JSK, that's Kim in Asheville, KI4LJG, that's Bob in River Falls, K4OIM, that's Walt in Inman, KD4HEY, that's Jim in Piedmont, K4LWE, that's Larry in Piedmont, and WU2T, that's Rusty in Moore. We appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in capability. That's exactly what it's there for. We do have an Echolink station. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in and out. Kilo Mike 4, Alpha India Tango, KM4AIT. This is Vince over in Bowling Springs, South Carolina. Thanks for calling that tonight, Dave. Always a great job doing it. And appreciate y'all what you do for the net and the ham operator world. Thank you.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KM4AIT. That's Vince in Bowling Springs. Good to have you with tonight, Vince. You sounded good on the Echo Link. You got it dialed in perfectly. It sounds like you're sitting right here next to me. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before and are not quite sure what the protocol is but would like to get checked into the net? Just throw your call sign out there and I will do the rest. Okay, looks like none for this evening, but we'll keep trying. We know we have plenty of testing sessions and training sessions going on, and so we should be getting a regular stream of new operators coming through any minute. Tonight being Thursday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with Quebec through Tango. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in 02. TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize my neighbor, Tom, N0TR, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from me over here in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And KO4QLG, that's Chris, all the way over in Liberty. You sounded good tonight, Chris, from Liberty. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening as well. Do we have any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW.
Email
Oscar Whiskey,
K4QLG.
Richard and Grable, no traffic, no round table. Good to hear you tonight. Thanks for being here calling that, Dave.
Net Control would like to recognize K4ROW. That's Richard over in Greenville. Not the same without you, Richard. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. It's good to have you here. Let's go ahead now and move it up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Please check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott, negative, negative.
Net Control would like to recognize KX4YM. That's Scott in Greenville. Good to have you. It's nice, Scott. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the top of the alphabet this evening, Alpha through Delta, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Brick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike, 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
We're DJW. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ. Dave and Eastley. Copy negative and negative tonight. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
AW. Hey, Miss Amy in the net. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Dave. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3 and JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick, bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Michelle and Lorena that we said hello, and we do appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. KB2BYQ, that's Dave, sounding good as usual from Easley, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Dave. Appreciate you being there. And our Wednesday night Net Control operator and all things SwapNet, KI4DOS, Gary, bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. There in Easley. Gary, tell Miss Joy we said hello and do appreciate you guys taking the time to check in with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Control. Please check in Alpha Echo 4 Bravo Mike, AE4BM, Ben, Mobile in Belton. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize AE4BM, that's Ben, Mobile, and Belton. Be careful out there on the mobile and hope that tune-up sessions you're taking are having some effect. Hope you're feeling better. Good to have you with us tonight, Ben. Have a safe trip the rest of the way home. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, that brings us to the Echo Through Hotel group, station of the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
DJW, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 Easy N, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. We'll be negative negative tonight, Dave. Thanks.
For DJW, W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene in Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize our Sunday night Net Control operator. That's KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. Appreciate you taking time to check in. KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And W4FHJ, that's Gene in Taylor. Sounding good as usual, Gene. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that's going to bring us to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. And I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. And send 53s for each one of you.
4DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but it sounds like you need a ride tour, so I'll be here. And I hope everyone has a good night. Clear skies. Maybe a pretty day tomorrow. I haven't watched the weather. KK4JBQ. Back to you, Dave.
Okay, that control like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina this evening. Good to have you this night, James. Hope you're doing well. KK4JBQ, that's Larry bringing with him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You're sounding good, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and I will be back to you shortly with the RAG-2. Appreciate you hanging around for the RAG-2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the patient group for a Thursday night, the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Kilo X-ray, 4 Mike Tango, KX4MT. This is Mike in Pickens. And please also check in my son, Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Juliet X-ray, KQ4OJX. His name is Michael. We're both in Pickens, and we're negative and negative. Thanks for calling in at 73.
Good evening, Dave. This is Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4NHB. This is Danny in Greenville, negative and negative.
KQ4DJW, this is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, Dave. And I'll be no traffic, and I'll be here to roll calls over and over.
Okay, and I control, I'd like to recognize KX4MT, that's Mike. And Mike is bringing with him KQ4OJX, that's Michael. They're both in Pickens. Good to have you with tonight, Mike. Tell Michael we said hello. Appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're having a wonderful week. And KQ4NHB, that's Danny in Greenville. Good to have you this night, Danny. Hope you're doing well. And W4NTQ, not too quiet. That's Eddie in Simpsonville. Good to have you this night, Eddie. Always good to hear you checking in on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hope you, and appreciate you hanging around to the end of the roll call. That's the unwritten rule. Well, I guess it's written somewhere, but you're supposed to hang in there till the end of the formal portion of the net anyway, just in case something comes up. So we appreciate you doing that, setting a good example, Eddie. Let's see, do we have any other stations? Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hey, W. Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy, Taylor's, negative, negative. Good evening to all.
Okay, net control, like to recognize KA5WLL. That's Leroy sounding good from Taylor's this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Leroy. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
And Whiskey 4, Charlie. Please check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWF. Name's Colin. I'm in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize W4CWF. That's Colin in Mill Springs, North Carolina. Sounding good from Mill Springs this evening, Colin. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-2s. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KK4JBQ. That's Larry. Larry is in Greer. Larry called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, in a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Good evening to everybody. Before I start off with, oh gee, what happened today, I'd like to pass along something of an announcement. You can mark it as one if that's convenient for you, Dave. It seems that the FCC has established another rule that we must all follow. And it's not tough, but it could cause you some difficulty if you go into there to make a payment on anything, okay? In other words, using the CORS system. That's a new name for dialing up the FCC and changing your call sign, if you want a vanity call, or changing your address. That's a good one. In any event, they are establishing a new two-factor authentication. So, best to contact them, just fcc.org, and go through the steps, make sure that everything is correct, so that in the event that you need to contact the FCC in that way and use the CORS system, you have already taken care of that two-factor authentication. It just, you may have a password to get into your account, but also they wish you to establish an email address where they can send you a code to that email address, and then there's a space on the website to enter the code, which authenticates you, and I just thought it might be good to pass that along. KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, mine is coming up at the end of this year, well, in October, and I've known that I'm going to have to do that. So you're probably right. It's probably good to be proactive and get both of your methods of authentication in your configuration, in your FCC configuration, before you have to depend on it, rather than wait till the last minute and, you know, not be able to do what you need to do. So, yeah, it's probably good just to go out there and see what it's all about, get your second method in there, pick your second method, right? It might be something like you send a PIN code to, you text a PIN code to your smartphone and you use your password and a PIN code, or it could be something totally different than that. I don't know what all their options are, but yeah, it would probably be a good thing to get that behind you rather than waiting to the last minute. We appreciate you bringing that to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Does anybody need any fills on that announcement that Larry just made?
KI4LZI, certain parts of it I'm aware of. You mean they're charging yet another fee?
I don't know, Larry. Go ahead. I haven't looked at it lately. Larry, have you?
Well, as I understand it, Andy, this does not involve a fee, an additional fee. But if you are doing something, such as changing your call sign for any reason, or changing your address, anything like that, renewing your license, every 10 years we must do that, you know. You're making an official contact with the Federal Communications Commission. And in that, they want to know for darn sure that it's you. So you just go there, as Dave suggested, in a proactive way. Get it over with. Establish your initial contact. Use your password to get in to your account, but then also set up this second level, you might say, which is to give them an email address, a valid email address, where you can receive a code from them, and then you enter that code into the screen on the computer, and that's kind of becoming more common these days as authentication becomes harder and harder. So, in other words, you use the password you already have with them. That gets you into your account. And then to make a payment, if that's something you need to do, upgrading a license also comes under that heading, you know. And perhaps, if you are upgrading, you need to do that as well. Well, they send what's already on record, the email address where you can receive the code. Then you type that code into the screen, and that gets everybody secure. Everybody knows that it's you. Best I can tell you, KK4JBQ.
Well, Sam, well, one of the things is, I was figuring through here on the email file, I'll have to renew here in a couple more years, I will, that they're requiring online, you got to send the FRN number, your internet address, and they ain't got to the point of you having to send a photo ID that we have it yet.
No, they don't. They won't require that, I suppose. But already you must do those other things. It becomes harder as the world gets, more dastardly to authenticate that you are you. That's all they're trying to do. And this time, two or three times a week. If you're active on the computer, then two-factor authentication is becoming very common. I have several email addresses. Many people do that. And I assign those email addresses a particular job. So the one that is my call sign plus my house number, you know, the road house number, that particular address is for me, it's only for a certain kind of contact. That way, I don't have one email address and everything in the world comes into that address. There are other ways to do that. This is just a shortcut for me, a simple way for me to do it. So I have about 6 email addresses. I'm not suggesting that you try that. It just works for me. KK4JBQ.
Binding that up for a long period of time, but you brought up some things that I need to know. I hadn't been back on there since the last time I renewed. About 8 years ago, somewhere thereabouts, because I 2 more years till I got renewed. And I don't know how many of you know about DMR. With DMR, you got to send off a certain code number that IDs you exclusively. And that radio, in a way it's good and in a way it's not good, you know. The situation of being an illegal operator is a whole lot less, but there's still issues of perfection there, but it's less likely that there's somebody illegally claiming to be you. So to a certain degree, like that with DMR is good, then a certain degree, if someone steals it, that's why I was wondering if they'd gone to the picture part, because I expect that problem coming down the line here at some point in time. Turn it back to you, Larry, then you can turn it back to Dave. Dave, KI4LZI.
Hi, Andy. Thank you for coming in and commenting. I do think we should be, in the days coming, we should all be flexible. We don't know what's coming or how quick it'll get here. Dave, I'll turn it back to you. Maybe you want to ask for check-ins. KK4JBQ.
Well, we appreciate that, Larry and Andy. Appreciate you throwing that out there, because if you're curious about it, chances are very high that there's other people that have that same kind of curiosity. And, yeah, there's multi-factor authentication. There's two-factor authentication, and there's also multi-factor. I remember when I was working at the bank, we had to go through all of those, providing the ability to do, like, about 8 or 10 of them. One of them is facial recognition. Another one is a fingerprint. Another one is retinal scan. They just have tons of biometrics that they can use to identify who you are uniquely. And I think the DMR thing is probably pretty good. The combination of your call sign plus that. Be hard for some bootlegger to get a hold of both of them. They can get a hold of one, but it's hard for them to get a hold of both. Anyway, let me check Larry for any other amateur radio operators that would like to check in, and we'll be right back to you. Are there any other stations out there that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo India 4. Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI-4. KCX. My name is Jerry. My location is up on top of the hill at Walmart and Barnes. Ain't that exciting tonight. My name is Jerry. And my location is Jerry at Walmart and Barnes. Got to get a few things before I go back home. Just check us in and out tonight. Good to hear you, Dave. Turn the radio on and heard your voice. That sounds like Dave. Good to hear you, Dave. Glad everybody's joining us. Good to hear everybody.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4KCX. That is Jerry at the Walmart in Lawrence. Good to have you with us tonight, Jerry. You're making it in. It's a little bit scratchy, but you're 100% readable. So we do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. It's good to hear you on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Whether it's EchoLink or whether it's RF, it doesn't matter. It's good to hear you here. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Sounds like that has them for now. Back to you, Larry, KK4JBQ, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have you, how'd your day go today?
W4DJW and the 2-meter net. Just want you to know, I've had an exhausting day today. As you know, I've been preparing, anyone who's been listening for the last few weeks, I've been preparing to digitize some of my analog music sources. That would be photograph records, cassette tapes, anything that's not digital already. Largely because, as I have discovered just recently, putting my music system back together, I guess I should explain, some of it was in boxes. A lot of the interconnecting cables gone missing. So connecting a turntable to an amplifier, connecting a cassette player to an amplifier, and then all of that to a device to turn it from analog into digital, the special piece of equipment. And then that goes into the computer, which must recognize everybody. Well, it's just become kind of a daunting thing. I didn't have to replace anything. I did hunt hard to find all the pieces to make this work. And then I sit down, and now the software that the computer is running has proven to be such a jumbled piece of stuff that I failed over perhaps about a two-hour period. I failed to get anything right. Adequate to even start the recording, or the transposition recording, you might say. So I'm not back at the drawing board yet. I'm just looking for software that is human readable. This human. I know there's a lot of smarter people out there that could remember the many steps before you hit record. on everything. You know, everything has to be synchronized. This particular software, unlike anything I've used recently, and of course this is legacy software too, requires everything to be turned off in turned on in a particular succession. And then when you leave, it requires everything to be turned off in a particular succession, not necessarily in reverse order. I got all the details, but I must fail many times to get everything right. I don't mind struggling, don't get me wrong. I think struggle is healthy and character building. But this has proven to wear me out today. Back to you, Dave. KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, I know how that can be, especially with audio. That's what I've been working on with that Vandersteen preamp for the last, I guess since the middle of 23. I think I picked that up sometime around the middle of 23. And I've got it all wrapped up. That guy calls me back every now and then and says, I forgot one more thing. And he's really apologetic about it. And he says, I don't charge him for anything at this point. I'll just go ahead and do it. It might take 10 minutes. But there's a lot to audio, a lot more than meets the eye. So don't despair. I know when I was setting up the prototype repeater, getting everything into the audio system and getting everything directed out of it and where it belonged, like when an echoing station came in, I'd get the audio from the echoing station to go to my station because I have to hear it when they're talking. And it has to go out over the air to go to the repeater to go out over the air. So you got to get it multiple places, multiple times with the right amount of quality, not too low, not too high. You don't want it to be too large of files. So if they get to be WAV files only and they're really huge, that kind of defeats the purpose. If it gets to be MP3 files and they're really small, but it's grainy, sound can be grainy, then that's not good either. So yeah, there's a lot to it. There's a lot to getting that right. So don't despair. Take your time, because once you get over it, it took me 6 months to do that with the preamp. It took me probably over a year to do it with the prototype repeater, probably a year and a half. And now I've got to go back and relearn it all because it's been sitting on the shelf since COVID hit. So it's a lot of trouble in the beginning, but when you get it right in the end, there's nothing better than that, Larry. KK4JBQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
As you say, Dave, and I appreciate the encouragement not to become discouraged. I just don't know how much longer I've got. Well, anyway, I think this project is worthwhile. I just like the freedom, you might say, to use a digital file, a well-executed copy of the original, on any device, you see. In some ways, it was a revelation to me. It's standing right there to look at, but if I wanted to play a record, let's say, the second time, 2 weeks apart, fire up everything that is, you know, analog, to fire up everything in order to get to drop the needle or to pop in the cassette, everything has to be turned on, and I've got to be in a particular place. Also, I've got to be in that room. This stuff is heavy. To talk about boat anchors, I mean, I know everyone's familiar with that phrase. Audio equipment can be a boat anchor too. The amplifier, I think, was all of 47 pounds. Big old transformer in there, no doubt. Capable of a lot more than I'm asking it to do. I can only turn it up maybe 2 clicks on the volume control before the room is filled with sound. It's a little too much for what I'm asking of it. But in any event, with a digital file, I could listen to it on my phone if that's okay. I have a radio here that has a little mini CF card, I think it's called. You just put that in the radio, anything that you've recorded on it, and with the proper button presses, you can listen to your own pre-recorded music on a little handheld radio. Well, how can you beat it, you know? But first of all, you have to go from analog to digital, and that is jumping a hurdle, as I'm learning. But I want that prize. I really do. I want that prize. And then I discovered three movers boxes full of vinyl that I didn't know I had. Really. I've discovered a lot of things that I didn't know I had. A lot of Beatle albums. And I was never so, you know, I didn't never have a crush on the Beatles, for instance. But I must have 8 or 9 of their albums. Somebody must have contributed that to me over the years, and I carried it around. Been here 24 years in this house, and I haven't laid eyes on this album before, you know, earlier this week. That's a little wild. Anyhow, I've had an eventful day, and if I keep at it, I think it will result in success. Thank you for your encouragement, Dave. I hope the early announcement helps some people. Well, you just shouldn't have something like that sprung on you without preparation. It's always good to prepare for things that are a little difficult like that, especially for some of us. I get rattled often in this world. Well, so we're now at 9:41. I really think there ought to be some more check-ins. Dave, it's great to talk with you. Thank you for being there for us tonight. And I'll say aloha. Everyone have a good night's rest. KK4JBQ. Back to you, Dave.
Well, Larry, we do appreciate you hanging around for the RagChew portion of the net. And I was logged into social media the other day, the morning, and I got a 14-year-old reminder. And it said, on this day, I think this was 2 days ago, must have been Tuesday. It said, on this day, 14 years ago, yeah, because I used to call the Blue Ridge 2-meter net on Tuesday nights. It said, you called the Blue Ridge 2-meter net and you had 120 check-ins, and it lasted 2 hours and 10 minutes. So, 14 years ago, past Tuesday, we had 120 check-ins on this net. And I just kind of republished that because it was kind of nice. And a bunch of people that had checked into the net that night replied to me and said, I checked into the net that night. And you could see it in the log. They were there. So, and it's people hanging around for the RagChew portion of the net that made it go on for 2 hours like that. That got you 120 check-ins in a night. It's been a long time. But anyway, Larry, appreciate you keeping the tradition going. So appreciate you hanging around for the RagChew portion of Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that might check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Kilo Oscar 4 Lima Alpha Quebec, KO4 LAQ, Martin and Tomasi. Just turned on my radio for the night and started listening. Thanks for calling the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4 LAQ. That is Martin and Malden. Good to have you with us tonight, Martin. We do appreciate you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Have I missed anyone for comments or missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, please be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where I will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net again tomorrow night, and I'm looking forward to your check-in. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
4JBQ, KI4LCI.
VI, KK4JBQ here.
All tied up about the 120 check-ins. That kind of thing here don't happen very frequently.
I've been here almost that long, I guess. I was licensed in 2012. This is 2024, so coming up in May, that was the month in which I was licensed. It'll be 12 years. I don't recall that had that many check-ins. And it does make for a long, interesting patch of time. Life has gotten I remember, I don't know if it's a song or a poem, but the lyric or the line went, life gets tedious, don't it? Well, life is getting tedious and complicated and frustrating for many. Most of it, you know, you can let slip by. It won't hurt you a bit to just let it on, go on by, and not take to heart or let it disturb you. But some things you just have to step up, and this is one of those things. If your license is coming up for renewal, then you have got to communicate with the FCC. And I recall the last time I did it, maybe a couple of years ago, and it's kind of 50-50 whether I will be here to renew my license again. I'll be in the wild blue yonder, perhaps, as they say. Anyhow, as Dave said in his own way, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. If you anticipate that that's going to happen, you need to talk with the FCC on a official matter. Just take care of this. When you don't have something urgent to do, you know. And that's how I looked at it. I'm all squared away. It's not a difficult thing to do, but just take the steps to get it behind you. KK4JBQ.
For hell's sake, no, I hadn't been on that in 8 years, and like I said, well, go. Who knows what needs to come about? Like I said earlier about DMR, you got to have there's a certain name for it, but it won't hit my brain right now. Before you can even operate on DMR, you got to send off for a certain, I wish I could remember what that number's called, but send off somewhere and get a certain number, then it'll show up on the screen, or you put your call sign in, have you program it in, but that number is kind of like an FRN, Social Security number, you might say. It comes up on DMR, and I don't know the full reason why, but it's my impression to help cut down some of the bootlegging going on. That's, you know, there's a lot about DMR I don't know. I've been learning a lot from other people about it in this small HD I got, but that's my assumption of why they done that. And I expect at some point in time they're going to go to a, especially since most everything's computer now, done online, they're going to go to a picture ID at some point in time.
It just may be true. I don't know. Getting it done is not up to me. I just have to comply. And Sometimes you have a choice whether to comply. In this event, we don't have a choice. And I see the good reasoning for it. I'm glad that they're able to set this up. I can feel secure when I contact them. And I can feel that my account with them will not be invaded, you know. They want that good feeling, and I want that good feeling. So we're together on that. I don't know. I don't foresee, at least in my lifetime, for sure, I don't see our getting away from email addresses. That didn't come along for me until sometime in the 90s. When I first got a computer, it was something that's not even, most people don't know the name Osborne when it comes to a computer. But there was such a thing. It was way before Microsoft and the Windows environment. It was way before the Macs and their way of doing things. But I was given one that wasn't working. And thank goodness it wasn't anything major to get it working again. And I played with that thing for nearly 2 years. All I wanted to do, it came with a modem. I might use some phrases here you're not even familiar with, but the speed at which you communicate with the other modem on the other end, and this is all for online use, you know, that communication is accomplished by what's called a baud rate. And this was very slow, just put it that way, 300 baud, very slow modem. And that's all I've just worked and worked for months. And all I could get that computer to do was send me a string. All I saw on my screen was a string of at signs. You know, the little A that's encircled, the at sign. That's all that would come across the screen. There may have been a reason for that. I don't know. But back when the modem that I was using connected to the telephone line, I thought, that's pretty convenient. I already got a phone. I can connect this to the line and contact a bulletin board. And that's what, long before the internet, there were bulletin boards. You could check into a bulletin board and leave a message for someone else who checked into the same bulletin board and picked up that message that you left from them. A very simple thing, perhaps, but those were the early days, you know. Well, the Osborne is long gone, and I've had a succession of many computers. Even took a few classes in school on computers after that. But they keep getting more complicated all the time, don't they? KK4, JBQ.
Like I said before, I'm still a novice about the computer and the internet and all. I just barely can manage to do what I need to do. I'm far from being you, even Dave over there, the expert. I'm still learning about that. You were talking about Osborne's that was once way back. When I hear Osborne, I think about the Grand Ole Opry and those. I can't remember the first name that was Osborne, and one of them had a deep voice and all like that. I hear Osborne, that's what comes to my mind.
Mention that, Andy. I'd remember that, too. I think they were, the group was the Osborne Brothers. I think I could be wrong, but that's what I remember there. But no, this is a different thing. This this fellow, it was in the computer infancy, really, when computers were just, and this, I don't know if you've ever in your life handled a portable sewing machine. Yeah. Sewing machines are heavy. They have to be built sturdy and of heavy metals. You know, you press the little foot switch, which is a speed control, and you press that hard, and it's going through all kinds of stuff inside the sewing machine is. To take that needle and the thread that's attached to it through the fabric at, you know, I don't know, 1,000 times or 1,000 stitches a minute. Maybe more. Anyway, they're built sturdy and they are heavy. And the first ones that were in a suitcase, imagine it that way. The first ones that were in a case were about the same size as this computer. And it was heavy, too. I think it was like 23 pounds, which is kind of heavy on the end of a handle, you know, 23 pounds. That's more than several bowling balls on one hand, you know. And anyway, that wasn't a real factor because you set it up somewhere once and you hardly ever move it around. But if you wanted it to be portable, that was a portable computer. It was called the Osborne 1. Now, they never had an Osborne 2, as far as I know. The company went out of business after about, I think maybe 4 or 5 years. They had one that was in a brown case and one that was in a blue case. And I had both of them. I thought after working with the brown one, which was the first one, and not being able to get that to do anything for me, when I found the blue one, and that was a little bit improved, back in the day, you stored material, you stored files, let's say, on a floppy disk. And so you could work on the same file and the same information contained within the file from day to day. You could build that file over time and it would do good work for you. Gee whiz. But this one had two floppy drives. The brown one had one floppy drive. This one had the modem in it. This was an improvement. And so you could not only do work on your machine, you could exchange files with other people on that bulletin board I spoke of. It was the early days. The horse and buggy days of computers. Oh, boy. I look back and I'm thankful that I got a start early. My interest and my enthusiasm was early. This was about 1992, maybe. No, it was about 86. That's right. The only people that had computers in the business world at that time, and they were big, they were room fulls of equipment to do, you know, the job that they wanted to do. The only people that had them were banks. Banks were the first people to have a real need for a computer. Personal computers that you could use on a desktop at home, that was unthought of. When first it was presumed that that's where it was headed, people thought that was a crazy idea. That you could have your own personal computer. These things filled up rooms in a building and ran on, take this, they ran with vacuum tubes. KK4JBQ.
Boy, hell's the guy. Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. When you just said that there near the end. Those vacuum tubes, whether it's transmitters, receivers, any kind of electronics, those vacuum tubes take up a lot of space, they're very heavy, and they suck a lot of current. When it's DC AC, they suck a lot of juice. Now, well, when I first got set up here with something, it was on dial-up here. It was, but way this landline up here does, and the lack of them, because it's becoming obsolete up here, keep the thing up. Half the time I couldn't use it because the doggone landline would be down. Then I switched up with WR4XM's help over the